Tried to kill yourself.
No, I can't. It's too shameful.
You must tell us.
No.
Please understand. We'll be kind and considerate and help you in any way we can. But if you don't tell us what the problem is, we'll chuck you back in the river.
Yes. No, he's right. I want to end it all with no one knowing my shame.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
Well, I reckon it is.
It is.
I reckon it really is.
It really is.
I reckon he is an absolute dismal failure.
A dismal failure? Now, hang on.
I reckon he is.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Now, look here. For the last 20 years, I've been a successful zookeeper.
A zookeeper?
And I see no reason for him to insult me just because I'm having a bit of trouble running the monster house.
The monster house?
It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah, the monster house at London Zoo sounds very silly.
And so it is. And you'd never believe how it all came about.
Tell us.
I will.
Well done, mate.
Now,
look at this. Huh? You know what that is, don't you?
Yeah, Victorian bedstead.
Snowden aviary, isn't it?
A what?
It's the aviary at London Zoo. Lord Snowden built that, right?
Right!
Well, it doesn't look like a birdcage to me.
No, well, I don't think it was ever meant to be. I gather he knocked it up out of Viscount Linley's Meccano set a few years back. Anyway, eventually Lord S gave it to me. Of course, I had to use it, otherwise he'd have gone into a big sulk.
You could have turned it into a giraffe house, one at each corner.
No! Oh, a silly boy. The door's too small. I never got him in. I shoved a couple of pigeons in and called it an aviary, and it's been a big success.
That's right. People come from miles around just to have a good laugh at it.
Quite. But my problem is, Lord S has gone and built another. Oh, only much worse. Much worse. Look, let me shut up. Here. Look at that.
That looks much more like a birdcage.
But that's just it. I gather it's not a birdcage. Lord S Says it's a large mammal house.
So you can't get a large mammal into that.
Oh, no, no, this is just a model. Oh, no, the actual thing is enormous. Well, to give you an idea just how big it is, there's Big Ben.
That quarter of a mile wide.
Exactly. Well, this is a swimming pool 100 feet long and 25 feet deep. There's snack bars and restaurants in each of these. And this is a 300-foot ladder leading up to a cast-iron bell with a 2-ton clapper.
It's a monster to fill that.
Exactly. And God knows, I've tried to provide one. I even tried dressing 4 elephants in a budgie skin. There's no one. You ever tried teaching 4 elephants to say, "Who's a pretty boy?" And now, look, read that.
News from the zoo. Snowden Monster House to open shortly. Royal occasion.
Oh, dear.
They'll all be there to see the opening of the Snowden Monster House. And there's no monster. And it's my responsibility. Oh, the shame.
Oh, not again.
There, don't you worry. We'll find something to put in it for you.
Yeah.
What? What? You're nuts.
You're balmy. It's a duff job, man. Forget it.
Listen, you two.
It's a royal cage. And it's going to be a royal occasion. She is going to be there. And she is going to expect a monster. And I deem it a great honor that we have the chance to provide one for her. And if we succeed, I'm sure that she will not forget us when it comes to handing out the you-know-what.
You'd do anything for an OBE, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Off you go, and don't worry about a thing. We'll be in touch as soon as we find you a suitable occupant.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I could hardly believe it. My own monster. Who's a pretty boy?
Tim OBE.
You, Burke.
You're right. Timothy OBE.
Now, monsters. Where do monsters live?
What do you mean, where do monsters live?
Well, I'm afraid I don't know much about animals. I only did O-level biology. Is it worth trying a pet shop?
Timothy, monsters do not exist.
They do so too. I saw one on telly yesterday in an old film, The Lost World.
Now, those were prehistoric monsters. They died thousands of years ago.
That was an old film.
They weren't real. Monsters are extinct.
Well, there must be one left somewhere, just a little one.
He doesn't want a little one, does he? He wants a very great big one, like the Loch Ness Monster.
Come on, come on, little chap, come on, get your milk up. It's spooky. Ah, come on, there's nothing to be frightened over here. What's that?
Hello. It's only me. Oh. Hey, look, managed to bag a brace of haggis for supper.
It's all right, they're vermin. Tim, don't move.
What?
Don't move an inch.
It's a giant bagpipe spider. Deadly. Keep absolutely still. One bite from that, and you dance a Highland Fling till you drop dead.
What a horrible way to go.
Right. Let's get on with looking for the monster.
Look.
Now, I've set up an all-round observation post. We can take turns keeping watch. Now, just a matter of waiting.
When I grow up, I want to be a spaceman or a sailor on the sea. And Mum says that all my dreams will come true if I eat lots of cornflakes.
The cheapest time to phone your friends is when they're out.
We're never going to find this monster.
Why no? We've been here ages. These things are breeding like rabbits.
You're right. You know, we could do with a bit of help.
Yeah, but where do we get help from?
How about the Scottish Tourist Board?
Hello? I say, is anybody there?
What's wrong? We don't want them to know we're English.
Why not? Because if they know we're English, they're not going to let us pinch their monster, are they?
Oh, I see.
Just pretend we're Scottish, right?
Right.
Good morning. It's a broad, black moonlight next to next.
Not I.
Good morning. The new.
Aye.
My wee happy boo-boo.
Yes, and the new for old Lang Syne. And no missing.
You must be English tourists, eh?
Yes.
You'll be after the monster, eh?
Yes.
Well, you've come to the right place and at just the right time. The monster season's just opened again.
Oh, yes?
Uh-huh. Now you'll be needing your monster fishing permits, and that'll be £5 for the week in advance.
50 to be right.
Yes, thank you.
Look for the monster.
Well, now, let me see. We've got the BBC there, ITN's there. That's the University of London team, the Yale Harvard expedition's up there. Oh, look! Here's a wee bit of it's free.
Aye.
I can just fit you in there, but enough of it.
How do we recognize the monster? What does it look like?
Did he ask?
Oh. Didn't you ask me that? I only saw it the once. Never again. Never again.
What? What happened?
Well, it was like this, you see. One had popped into the water for a wee peep. And I listen. And I hear nothing. The birds have stopped chirping. The wind is drafting and eerie hushes fallen round about the lawn. I look quick across the water, and there I see it rising up from the deep. A great humpty back, a monstrous head with slavering jaws and great muckle greery eyes staring good at me. A frightened. And then I see the huge cheeto grinding up a fair wee coo that it's caught and spitting out the bones like grape. There I stood, face to face, with the legendary monster of Loch Ness. Of course, I could have been mistaken.
Fascinating, but what does the monster actually look like?
Oh, if ever you spy it, you'll recognize it easy enough. But just to make it easier for you, perhaps you'd better have this. This is the Observer's Book of British Monsters. Yes, and you'll also find this helpful. It's a monster recognition chart. Now, watch very carefully here. That's an old tree trunk, you see? A dead sheep. A large rock. A
Scotchmen in a rowing boat.
And the fourth brick.
Now, doesn't she see anything at all that looks remotely like that on the loch?
You can be pretty sure it is a monster. And you get away him and tell all your friends that you've seen it. And if they didn't believe you, tell them to come up here themselves and spend a lot of money.
We don't just want to see the monster, we want to catch it.
Ah, then you'll be needing some equipment, eh? Yes, well, there's the complete kit
over here.
Yes.
Here we are, diving suits, an inflatable dinghy, fishing rod, sprig of lucky Scots heather, a telescope, monster mating call, fishing nets, cameras with special lenses for taking fuzzy out-of-focus pictures, a bazooka, a pair of boxing gloves, and a special monster trap.
Monster trap?
Oh, you can if you use the right bait. You bait it with this.
Oh. What if the monster attacks us? What about self-defense, just in case? Ooh, just in case it might attack us.
Ah, that's a very good point. Because Nessie's a fearsome beastie when she runs, but if she does attack you, just frighten her away. Mind you, there's no good shouting out boo, because she's stone deaf.
Well, how do we frighten her away then?
You show her this. If that doesn't frighten her, try that!
Oh, no, no, what about provisions?
Oh, provisions, well, I tell you what, gentlemen, I could be. I could let you have a bottle of very fine Scotch whiskey.
Right.
It'll cost you £5.
That's all right.
Ah, fine, thank you very much. Here we are now, that's it. Now, let's start all right up. Let me see what we've got there. Oh, yes, now that comes to £350, 12 shillings and ninepence.
How much is that in decibels, please?
Oh, well, to the nearest rune figure, £1,000.
Well, thank you very much for all your help. We're very grateful.
Ah, it's been a great pleasure. Well, good hunting, gentlemen. And the best of English luck to you.
As when I'm old and dry and out in the world, each little thing grows from the ground. Oh, 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 Let's go.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, look at this.
You know, I get the feeling someone's been here before us.
Yeah. Hey, guess who?
Oh, good afternoon to you. Nice to see you. Sorry about the weather. It's a bit wet. Can I sell you an umbrella? What on earth are you doing?
Don't make him speak. He's holding his breath.
Tim, have you bought that? Have you? Come on, have you bought that? Answer me. Don't open your mouth.
Don't you realize this is all just a tourist trap? Don't answer that.
No, that's a very serious accusation. These are genuine monster threads and he's bought from that the five coins, please.
All right. But I shall be reporting you to the trade description board. This whole thing's a ruddy great con.
No, it isn't. You were dragged underwater for the monster, weren't you?
Don't answer that!
I grabbed his hook and it wouldn't let go.
All right, where is it then?
He pulled it, Stephen!
Now you're just being silly. Admit it, the monster doesn't exist.
It does. I see it. I see it every day. Oh, there it goes. You saw it though, didn't you?
Hold on to that.
It's probably start running any minute now. Oh, there it goes.
That's a record. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it is.
Well, even if it takes 100 out of combat, that's a genuine monster fraud.
No, it's not. That's a kitten slowed down.
Where did you think I could
egg
that
size? Yes, fake! The knot, he wouldn't pay £5 for a fake egg, would you?
Oh, yes, he would. He only got O-level biology. This whole business is obviously phony, and I'm not wasting any more time down here. Come on, let's go home.
Right, come on, Tim. Tim, come on, Tim. Tim, what is the matter with you? Don't answer that!
Oh, it's a fake! The whole thing is ready for it, crap!
Yeah, we might as well pack it in and go home.
Oh, come on, Robert.
monster! You brought me the monster!
You're
I'm so sorry, but I can hardly believe it. You've actually brought me the monster. And just in time for the opening of the Snowden Monster House tomorrow. Oh, this is wonderful. How can I ever repay you?
Here's the bill for our expenses.
Oh, yes, the bill. Well, £1,000. What's this? Lucky Scotch Heather, £25. Oh, never mind. It was worth it.
Your monster's egg as well.
Oh, no, that's a fake.
Never mind if the egg's a fake, because I shall bring over Pie Pie.
What's Pie Pie?
Well, Pie Pie's the Russian monster. They found it last year. I shall have it flown over, and then, guess what?
What?
I'll get them to mate.
No, Matthew!
Was that you?
No, Matthew, where is Matthew? He came from in there. He's eating someone! Where are you? Down there! There's something moving in
Quick,
there!
We've got to find him! Oh. Hang on, we're coming!
Here he is! Here he is! Hey! Look! There's a zip! You!
I mean...
Does this mean my monster's a fake?
I'm afraid so. The Loch Ness monster was just mere skin. I did it for the tourist chickenhead.
How despicable.
Look, there isn't really a monster in Loch Ness.
There never was.
I'm ruined. They're opening the monster house tomorrow, and I haven't got a monster. What am I going to do?
There's only one thing you can do. But don't you worry, we'll help you to do it.
The goodies return tomorrow at 6, except for viewers in South Australia who'll see Susan Mitchell in conversation. There's more comedy this Friday on ABC when the new woman in Tony's life is a big hit with everybody, except his wife. Dennis Waterman stars in On the Up, Friday night at 8 o'clock.